Hi, so my name is Shelby, and I studied abroad in London, England. And so I'm going to be talking about my experience with a really close friendship that I made, as this lady was a local, older, and I gained a really insightful, not just, it started as a business kind of thing, and then it turned into this like blossom friendship. But I met her about my second or third week into the abroad program, and I went to an Elon Center, so it was Elon Kids, there were a lot of people in my sorority. So I knew that there was a big kind of Elon bubble there, and I was like aware of that, and I'm a very independent person, so I wanted to try to kind of make sure that I was getting out of it. And so about the second week in, they sent out an email to all the students saying that there was this lady that was a handbag designer, and she was looking for some help during London Fashion Week for with her line. And so they were like, if you're interested, like you could like apply, or, and so I decided, I was like, okay, like I'm just gonna send her my resume. Like, I'm sure there's like a ton of people, like it's like whatever. And so she ended up emailing me back and was like, would you like to come to my studio and like we can meet and talk? And so I went and met up like one day with her, and after like 5 minutes, like we instantly were like, okay, like we got, like we are just like, we get along so well, and both just ended up having a cup of tea and just ended up talking for a while. And so then the next following week was London Fashion Week, and I got to spend 4 to 5 days, like 6 a.m. to like 12 p.m. With her, her husband, and another girl that was from America who was her intern this summer that she flew out for Fashion Week. And so we spent all this time, and I was helping promote her brand to buyers that were interested in her handbags. And with that, we ended up just like talking, laughing, getting to know each other. And then like the second day, her and her like partner ended up like taking us to like dinner and to Lotterey to get macaroons, and then out to a rooftop bar. And so kind of we just slowly started developing this like amazing bond. And during our downtime within like Fashion Week, you know, we were like sharing personal stories. She's originally from Turkey and moved to London about 10 years ago and started up her own business, and she's really into like positive fashion. So she like flies to Florence to pick out her own leather and make sure it's all like safely made and that it's like the best quality. And so I just like really fell in love with her brand, as well as like her passion and just like the most genuine human being. Like, and so after Fashion Week ended, like I knew, I was like, I'm not a person that can just meet somebody and then just kind of like lose touch with them. And so we started doing stuff, and we started going to like fun festivals and grabbing dinner. And needless to say, this lady is 36. I mean, definitely, you know, and all my friends, you know, I'm like, where are you always at? And I was like, oh, like I'm doing stuff. I'm going to go meet Sevda. And it wasn't about just her brand. Like, we just became these close friends, and we, it was such a cool experience because she was I don't want to say local because she wasn't born and raised in England, but she had lived there for so long. And she, like, one day surprised me, her and her husband, they're not married, but, and they were like, we're going to take you to the countryside. And they picked me up in their little, like, Fiat little car. And she had just gotten her license about, like, a year ago, so she didn't really know how to drive. So I'm, like, sitting there holding on for my life, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, here we go. And we went way out a couple hours, and we got to see their members of this like organization that has like historical houses. So they took me to see those, and we went to like a pub, but it was like real locals. It wasn't like London is such a metropolitan. It's so up and coming. It's people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can feel like you're in New York and stuff, but to be out there and going to an actual British pub where, you know, their accents are thick and you're really having your fish and chips and beers, and it was like that experience, and just like opened me up to so much. And by the time towards the end of the trip, my mom came out to visit, and my mom met them. And just, I mean, we talk on Facebook almost every day, and I'm planning to go back out there to help her again in September. But it was just like this, it started as this like brand and friend, you know, and then it just turned into this one of the most beautiful friendships that I could have ever asked for. And just seeing, she's such a person that is so spiritual and lightful and is all about well-being and being happy and just doing fun stuff. And like in London, in times when I was homesick or in times when I was sick, and I just like wasn't sure I was in the right place. It was like realizing I had this made me like appreciate everything so much more.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Would you say your friendship with her while you were there has affected any of your friendships while you've been here?
Definitely, because like after having something so real and powerful and coming back to Elon, there is so much Greek life and there's so much of getting caught up in it all. It like really makes me appreciate like spending time and actually talking and like just getting dinner, no phones or anything, and just really like those are the people in my life I now want to surround myself with.
Yeah.
And so like coming back to Elon, like I've just realized like I don't want to put up with, but I want to delve into more friendships and do more stuff outside of just Elon and going places and really cherish those, because those are the like most impactful and gonna last the longest.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Kind of going off of that question, when you first got to London, were you kind of seeking a friendship with somebody from that area, or were you really expecting to build like a strong relationship with the people you know?
I mean, I definitely went in with my sorority sisters, and I was just kind of, I knew I was gonna be with them a lot, and I knew though, like underlying, that I would go crazy. I was like, I knew that I needed to somehow meet other people or something. And I just thought we'd have fun going to local pubs and meeting those type of locals, not knowing that I was gonna actually like have this type of friendship, and which was created kind of spur of the moment a couple weeks later. And so it definitely, my mindset wasn't like, I wasn't going in like, oh, I want this, but I knew what was gonna come, but this ended up being unexpected and just like definitely the most impactful through my life, and especially study abroad.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yep. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, that's long.